that discovery of old growth and that DNR changed their mind.
It's become increasingly clear that we need to manage our public resources for multiple benefits.
That Muirlet conservation strategy did change the areas that were conserved in the HCP.
We've picked these six timber sales as particularly egregious examples.
There isn't a bright line here between when you're in the forest that you go, oh yeah, well that's old growth.
You don't understand the policies, you don't understand the legal framework, and to be fair, you don't have all the data, and you're not asking the right questions.
We can't be a board that's all about harvesting.
I'm setting aside a small part of it that won't be harvested, just like we're asking DNR to do.
Hi, I'm Lauren Gallup, reporter with NWPB on the west side of Washington State. For the past few months, I've been following a story, what first seemed to me to be a simple narrative of members of the public opposed to timber sales by the Department of Natural Resources. As a lifelong Washingtonian, the narrative was one that didn't surprise me. People tend to like their trees here. But then I started listening in on Board of Natural Resources meetings, where timber sales are approved, talking with members of different community groups frequently opposed to these sales, learning about lawsuits against the DNR, and better understanding the practices and policies that guide the department. So what I present to you now is anything but a straightforward narrative about tree huggers versus timber. Instead, it's a story of a multitude of stakeholders questioning the status quo and trying to determine the legacy we'll all leave behind. This includes the folks walking through proposed timber sales to get a last glimpse at older trees before they fall, attorneys trying to understand the department's policies, and department staff working to answer the public's questions on silviculture. In this eight-part series, we're going to tell you about the opposition to timber sales in recent years and what these so-called legacy forests are. We're going to explain why and how the DNR does timber sales. You're going to learn about a Supreme Court case currently being brought against the DNR and how some of its policies on conservation fit into this conversation about which forests are being harvested. There's other lawsuits to talk about too, and also recognition of the Board of Natural Resources' decision to pause some timber sales, as well as reflection on if the revenue from the sales is still worth it for all beneficiaries. At the end of the day, it's a story about deciding what to do with the natural resource that gives our state its nickname. For NWPB, this is The Fight for Legacy Forests.